Chapter 22. And so it came about that magic was no longer just for children. Gradually, as time went on, everyone began to see things differently, as if they had all been in a dream and were now waking up. Magic began to be commonplace, as little and big miracles happened every day. Just by saying yes to the love of the white lions, love grew in the eyes, ears, hearts, and minds of all people everywhere. Food, which had been scarce, became plentiful for everyone. Joy, which had been rare, now spread, first in the dream time of the children, then during the day to all. Spontaneous acts of kindness and compassion began to be commonplace. Illnesses healed all by themselves. All diseases, including AIDS, began to disappear. The animals of the world began to be treated with respect and even reverence. Everyone on earth could breathe more deeply than before. The white lions were pleased that finally the human family was beginning to understand the sacredness of life. All humans now began to see nature as both sacred and as an extension of themselves. Young and old alike began to notice the sacred wisdom of the trees. They began to appreciate small, beautiful things, such as glistening raindrops on a spider web. They slowed down now to enjoy a daffodil's brilliant yellow. Colors appeared brighter, as they now could sense the magic that moved through all living things. They marveled at the beauty of the skies, whether they were a simple clear blue or fierce with black rain clouds. They began to give thanks for the simple rising of the sun. More and more of them began to drop what they were doing so they could enjoy the miracle of a sunset, now noticing each one was different from the one before it. They revered the rising moon and the dazzling stars in their vast night skies. City children and adults who only walked on concrete now sought out the aliveness of the green lands. All felt renewed as their feet touched the earth again. Chapter 23. As the months passed, and as ever more children and adults joined in, everything and everyone continued to change. The weather patterns returned to normal. Floods stopped, tornadoes quieted. Even the earthquakes settled down as compassion and reverence settled into all structures of creation. The earth herself now settled into a deep peace. She lost her reason to protest. Some of the species thought to be extinct returned. The dolphins now thrived and continued to delight children of all ages with their joyful spinning jumps in the air. The whales multiplied and were friendlier than ever. Now they were safe from harm. All of Mother Nature began to return to balance as the smell of true freedom freshened the air again. And so this was now the time of the great change. Unconditional love came to planet Earth, child by child, until indeed great rushing rivers of goodwill now turned into great vast oceans of love and change. Sport hunting ceased as hunters were now able to feel the feelings of those they hunted. They had new experiences of being at the opposite end of the barrel and feeling their last moments before their slaughter. At that point, they could shoot no longer. And so it was with soldiers everywhere. Everyone gave up their guns forever, because they had no use for them now. The Star Children continued to join together each night, even as these shifts were happening. Governments now treated everyone with fairness and respect, realizing that what they did to another, they also did to themselves. Compassion spread into all schools everywhere, all hospitals and business worldwide. Men and women became equal. Boys, girls, and all children respected each other. Parents and teachers now listened to all children, recognizing that wisdom could come at even the youngest age. The elders amongst them were also revered and respected. The native peoples all over the world rejoiced as their voices were finally heard. The same wisdom naturally understood by indigenous people everywhere became commonplace understanding amongst the white peoples too. Chapter 24. Ubuntu and Tembi, instead of growing prideful, grew more and more humble as they continued to watch the miracles of change unfold. They could feel there was a power at work which was way beyond them, and even beyond the magic of the white lions. It was, in the end, the great mystery of the power of pure love itself. They felt blessed indeed to know that by saying yes to the invitation of the white lions to help save humanity, they were accomplishing their goal. They were living examples of the answer to the age-old question. What can one person do? They had been shown that one person's yes, multiplied by thousands, did create a tide which was changing the world. Finally, one special evening, during their meeting with Akeru, he announced that the white lions of Timbavati had been freed. Victory had been won. The gatekeepers flung open the breeding camp's creaky gates one sunny summer day, and the white lions were given their freedom. The lions joyfully ran to join the few others who had been previously freed. As a family reunited, they now celebrated and rejoiced. As these sacred creatures claimed their right to live freely in the wild, a great peace descended over all the earth. This newfound freedom of the white lions had a soothing effect upon the hearts and minds of all people everywhere. A great serenity filled the air, and a great calm filled each beating heart, both animal and human. It was as if the whole earth kingdom heaved a lion-sized sigh of relief. Chapter 25. One Saturday, Ubuntu's family went to their local market. They did not always go, but this day they had extra goat milk to sell, so off they went. They put some bottles of milk into a wheelbarrow with straw for padding and walked into the village together. This was always an exciting time for the children to meet the other children and their families, since they were scattered all over the countryside. Ubuntu and Tembi loved to see the oranges, mangoes, avocados, bananas, and whatever else was in season. Today, the market was a scene of great noise and color, as many generations of country folk gathered and caught up on the news with one another. This day was a special day indeed. Ubuntu's family stood happily under a big shady tree and waited until the villagers came to buy their bottles of milk. The women wore colorful patterns of clothing with brightly colored cloths on their heads. They all chattered now, even more noisily than usual. Sisters, cousins, friends, and partners shared and laughed together until all of their milk was sold. Ubuntu Tembi and their parents watched friends and strangers alike with fascination as they saw them differently now, as their very own brothers and sisters. There was a new hum in the air, as everyone felt a joyful connection to everyone else, now that all fear had dropped away. When Ubuntu and Tembi used their magic eye to look at the villagers, they all turned into glowing balls of golden light. This was great fun indeed. When their milk was sold, they wandered as a family through the market and purchased bananas and mangoes as special treats. Their mother looked at some colorful cloths for them all. While she was poring over the fabric, the children ran ahead, enjoying the jubilant experience of village togetherness. Ubuntu and Tembi thrilled now to laugh with the other village children and to see the chickens, goats, fruits, vegetables and all kinds of art and crafts for sale. It was a kaleidoscope of color for their senses. Today, they felt a new connection of intimacy with everyone they met. There was great jubilation as friends and strangers hugged and smiled at one another. A new peace filled the air, and there was a feeling of open generosity amongst everyone. Respect and reverence was felt by all. Eventually, after running around the market, the children found their parents. They all began the long walk home together, heading back happily now, after such a full day of enjoying the love, creativity and abundance of their earthly community. Chapter 26. That night, Ubuntu and Tembi had their last dream with Akeru, all of them together in the same dream. Akeru came to them and with his loving blue eyes thanked them for all they had done, not only for the white lions, but also for the entire planet. He presented each of them with a necklace of shells, stones and bones, representing the laws of the ancients. He bowed to them and invited them to hop aboard his back. They were taken on the ride of their lives, first over Timbavati, the original home of the white lions, now reclaimed by all those who had been freed. They thrilled to see their white lion friends running free and wave to those they knew. They gleefully soared over the empty breeding camps, now desolate and abandoned. They joyfully flew over all of South Africa, over vast expanses of bush, no longer private parklands, but open spaces where all the animals were now running free. They saw elephants, giraffes, rhinoceros, and water buffalo. They saw monkeys, crocodiles, impala, and the majestic kudu. They could feel the gratitude of the animals, even from the air, as all had been freed from every man-made confinement. After flying them far and wide in what seemed like a twinkle of an eye, Akeru rode them back home, where he took his leave with a final bow of gratitude. Their task was complete. Akeru suggested they might now begin their training as full-fledged sangomas. With a final bow and a wink, he was gone. Umama Gekko,
amuzobuya usukala umama geko amuzobuya.
Last chapter, 27. Finally, one sweet day. Every leaf was still. Each bird was hushed, and all held their breath as they sensed a new vibration never felt before on planet Earth. This vibration gently touched each cell and molecule of life and rippled out to infinity. As each fish, each animal, each child, and each elder came home to sweet rest in the heart of love. And all were held in this magical new feeling, as everyone was reborn on this sparkling new earth. A few could hear the music of the spheres and the great Om vibration through all of existence. Now, as all took their next breaths, it was love breathing in and through them, as finally love was all there was. Ubuntu and Tembi stayed close to Akeru and all of their white lion friends and were grateful to the end of their days that they had done everything they could to assist in saving the world. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Yiyole. Peace, peace, peace. This is it.